We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
All right, a theater professor, Jen, has checked in. I'm giving her the final say on this.
Perfect.
Stage right, stage left is from the actor's perspective. So that would be stage left, where MLB The Show is being played. That makes sense, because the stage directions are for the actors, not for the audience. So Ghost of Ray Kroc was wrong. First time ever.
He had a 50-50 chance.
Welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park. With Jordan Kruth, I'm Jesse Agler. And now very happy to be joined. Let me get out my score sheet here for MLB The Show. Ramon Russell is here. He is a designer and senior community specialist for Sony. They make the show right here in San Diego, which is a pretty cool thing. I don't know that people necessarily realize that. And I'm not just talking about the game because you're here, Ramon. We actually talk about it all the time. I love the game. I'm a big nerd with it. And we're having some fun today with the Home Run Derby. How are the folks doing in Home Run Derby?
Pretty good. We're down to our final two contestants.
We are. Bobby and Alidia. So Alidia has already defeated her boyfriend.
Paul is out.
That's probably best
for
Paul.
So that's good and bad.
Yeah, that dynamic is now gone. Yeah. Which is probably best.
So Bobby has Mike Trout. Bobby, raise your hand. All right, Bobby's got the Raleigh Fingers jersey. I'm glad he's still going after we sort of took a shot at him. And Alidia is playing with Buster Posey. I don't know what sort of self-respecting Padre fan would do that, Alidia, but I get it. You're trying to win the competition. All right, her brother is a Giants fan.
But he's not here.
Bobby.
She's playing on the big screen. She can't play as Buster.
That's a very good point. Tomorrow you will play with a Padre, whoever wins. Can we agree with that? So the whole thing is that everybody is winning a Sony Action Cam, which is pretty cool. And the grand prize winner will get to play against Will Myers on the big board tomorrow.
What?
Which is awesome.
Who?
A Padre outfielder / first baseman.
WM.
So not only that. Okay, the winner will also receive, I'm not making this up, a 65-inch Sony 4K TV.
That works.
What?
That's the newest and the bestest, man, the 4K. 65-inch, that thing is gigantic. I saw it in the office. 65-inch TV, plus you get to play against a Padres player. Second place, a Sony camera. Third place, Sony Bluetooth headphones. And again, everybody here today, all the finalists, get the Sony Action Cam.
So they get to play on the big screen, essentially take a big screen home with them to continue to play.
It was ridiculous. And we were not eligible to enter, which I'm a little bummed out about.
Can we start over?
Bobby, Alidia, I'd beat you. I'll tell you right now. I would win.
We know some people. Let's start it over.
All right, Ramon. Thank you for being here. How does one become a video game designer?
There are many, many paths. There's no one set path. A lot of guys came up through the QA ranks. A few of our senior producers who've been at PlayStation for 10, 15 plus years, they started out in QA. A lot of guys, actually three of our designers on the team, they were interns, and their degrees have nothing to do with video games. Like I think someone has a degree in marketing. Maybe I think somebody has a degree in social studies. Somebody else maybe in English. But they came to our studio. They did an internship. We liked their work, and they got hired on. So there's a plethora of different ways you can get into the game industry.
So when you meet people and you tell people what you do, friends, new people, what's the most common question they ask you?
Can I get a game for free?
Okay. I figured that would be the first one.
Yeah.
Can I have a PlayStation? And how hard is it to make the game?
Okay.
What is that process like? This is all you do, right? You're not doing other games during the year. You are MLB The Show all year long.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, the baseball season, the regular season's over in a week, and then playoffs will be over by the end of October. But we're just now getting started. Like, we're really starting to ramp up. Our cycle's actually about 9 months. Most people think sports games, they get a whole year, but there's manufacturing, there's bug testing, there's all those things that have to happen. So we have, like, 9 months to put as many great features and new designs into the game to get people to come back and purchase it again next year.
So part of that, there's not a lot of competition for you guys in Major League Baseball video games. There's not. You guys are it. You kind of set the standard. So what is it like? You don't have anything else to go off of. You kind of have to just you have to improve what you guys already do. What's that process
well,
like?
Well, one, we're a very prideful bunch, and also we look at the other sports games. So we're not just comparing ourselves to what we did last year. We're looking at basketball or football or hockey. So we always want to make sure that we're one of the top sports games that comes out every year.
And they are. I'm telling you, not because he's here, not because we're doing this competition, because they are. I'm a detail freak. I mean, the people that I work with, they will tell you that. It's obnoxious. And that's my favorite part of this game, are the little things that are in there and the details that are gotten right. when you're talking about the new video board at Petco, which made it into the game this year, or a ballpark adding seats or taking away seats, all those kinds of things, it's stuff you just got to constantly stay on top of, I imagine.
Yeah, it's a hard process. Our stadium team is actually relatively small. It's less than 10 people. So every one of our stadium artists, they have anywhere from 4 to 6 stadiums. And it takes us about 4 months to create a stadium from scratch on PS4.
So each stadium?
Each stadium.
4 months.
Whoa.
About 4 months. So you think we only have 9 months to make a game. That first year going from PS3 to PS4 was really daunting for us. And so what we do is we'll fly out our artists every year to go out to different stadiums. We'll get in touch with management. Like the Padres were great. So, yeah, we got this new video board. Come out here. You can take some pictures of it, and we'll give you some graphics so we can make our game exactly like you see in real life.
Because that's one of the best one of the best parts of the game, I feel. When you start it, it shows the whole ballpark. I know when Petco Park opened up, the first thing I kind of thought of was, this is great. This is going to be in video games. You're going to have the Western Metal Supply building. You're going to have the sand. You're going to have the park in the park. And there's so many different dynamics. You guys just you do that very well. It's so detailed.
Yeah, those guys work really, really hard. We're really proud of everybody on our team.
So you mentioned fewer than 10 people make the stadiums. How many total people are on this project?
Our team's about 75.
That seems like not a lot to
That's
me.
It's not
that
a doesn't. Lot.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right, so Ramon is here. Couple things. One, we got to get the social hour set in the game next year. Or at least we'll have the little fence. That's new this year. So we'll get this in the air. And maybe we can convince Vaskirjan to, like, reference Padres' social hour when a home run is hit over the little fence into our area here. But, I mean, do you get those annoying little requests, I guess, from
people
that
you meet? We wouldn't call them annoying, but we try to reach out to our fans, and we're always trying to make the game better. So there's no request that's too crazy, and if it makes sense for us, we'll put it in. Like, for instance, I heard your last name's not in the game.
Yes.
We would rectify that.
Okay. We can get Aguilar in there.
We will get Aguilar.
I've been playing as Jesse Aguilar in Road to the Show for like 5 years now. And I like it gives me a little flair that I probably don't have in real life. But, you know, I was like, I'll text Maddie if I have to. I mean, he can just sneak it in or something like that. But if you're telling me we can do that, that's awesome.
I heard a Blooper made a request as well.
Well, now that's ridiculous what he asked for. So Seth Blooper, he asked what, to be like one of the fans? Like he wants his face in the crowd?
Yeah, we can make that happen.
No, let's not make it. We don't need to make that happen. People don't need to be subjected, Blooper, to your face in the crowd. Here.
It would be so cool.
How do they make the faces look real? What's that process like? Because the players, it's unbelievable, man.
It's almost the exact same setup we have for the players at spring training where they get their face scanned. So you sit down in this seat, and there's 50-plus cameras all over everywhere. And you smile, and then the flashing lights comes on, and we take those pictures. And then we take that data. It's converted to a file that our artists can use. And then our artists will use reference footage and the face scan, and they'll try to make the guys look as best as they possibly can.
It's unreal.
We have really good video of Blooper trying to throw shirts into the stands. Is there some way we can work that into the video game next year?
I don't know if we can get that for
next
year.
No, okay. That's you're not trying to disturb people when they're watching this thing. Ramon Russell is here. He's on the Cholula hot seat. He's a game designer, senior community specialist at Sony San Diego Studios at MLB The Show. You mentioned, though, the fan feedback. I mean, I know you guys got the website. You got the Twitter handle. So I imagine it's just, you know, sort of constantly being inundated with ideas and thoughts and, hey, what about this? What about that for next year? Any teases yet for next year that we can get to, or not there yet?
There will be a baseball game that comes
okay.
out next year.
All right. That's not very detailed. But no, okay. But not yet. No, we
not
can't
yet.
Get, we can't break any news
it's
today.
It's a little too early. Maybe in a few months we'll mention a thing or two about MLB The Show 16.
Okay, maybe we can dance around it a little bit. When you guys look at other sports video games, what have you noticed? What do you like about other games?
There are a few games that we really take notice of.
Which games?
FIFA and NBA 2K. We think those are two great franchises, and we always play those games every year and try to take little notes that we can.
So what are your notes on NBA? Because my first note with that game is the broadcasting's really good. So maybe just
are
stuff
you taking
like
shots
that.
At Vaskirjan?
No. What?
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. Yeah, no, I think NBA 2, that series, it's
Kevin
it's
Harlan,
it's
yeah,
done
it does a great
very,
job
very
it.
Well. I think it's the broadcast team stands out.
Yeah, that's something that we're actually I can't even say.
Oh, you may have stumbled on something, Carruth.
Boom.
Nice job. That's journalism. Nice job. Yeah, Ramon Russell tells Padres Social Hour that the broadcast will be overhauled in MLB. No, I'm kidding.
Breaking news.
I'm kidding. Yeah, no. We don't want to start
the show,
anything.
MLB The Show 16 will be great, though. I can tell you that.
That's good.
Okay. Well, that's good. You want it to be great. The All-Star Game will be at Petco Park next year. So I imagine we can see there will be some cool stuff that kind of goes along with that.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
These home guys, run derby is great because it shows all the All-Star game festivities painted onto the field.
Yes, the logos and
yes,
all that.
It kind of just gets you excited for next season.
So as you're not telling us anything about next year, you guys have to be such good secret keepers though, right? Because you probably get a heads up on uniform changes, stadium, other stuff that is not public knowledge, you know, up until right before the season maybe.
Yeah, it's not too hard. Most of our guys are pretty much stays off the Twitter sphere, so it's not that hard to keep secrets. But yeah, because it's a labor of love and it's our baby, we always want to keep those secrets close to us to make sure that when we start announcing the new features for the next year's game, it'll be a surprise to people.
I guess that's what you want to do. Ramon, by the way, is on Twitter at Ramon_Russell, RAMONE_Russell. You can bother him there with all of your ideas for MLB 16. The show. You're into the broadcasting. That's what you want to say.
Well, I mean, that's what stands out with the NBA game.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
FIFA, I think what stands out with FIFA, and I'm sure you would know much more, but the atmosphere that comes with it, the fan experience, obviously what's happening on the field is what matters, but the experience of what it's like to be at an actual game.
We think our game play and atmosphere and our total package is one of the best sports packages you can play on PlayStation 4 only.
That's right. It is only available on PlayStation. That's an important thing to make. So if you're one of those X guys, yeah, forget that, man. You got to get your MLB The Show and you got to get your PS4. But no, from an atmosphere standpoint, it is cool. And you were talking about the All-Star Game presentation. When you get into the playoffs, you know, it's all of a sudden it's a little colder and it's a little darker earlier. Those little details, I think, are so unbelievable. And, you know, you get the fans with the towels for the playoff games. I love the little
Speaking
stuff,
of little details, yes. When you mentioned it getting colder, one of the big things that we did for MLB The Show 15 was we got satellite data for sun and shadow positioning for every stadium.
It's the coolest thing
ever. And
that's
all based on Google Maps satellite data. So if you're playing in April, the sun and shadows would be different than they are in June and July and October.
And like a 4 p.m. game is a totally different experience visually than a 1 p.m. game
or a
7 p.m. game.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Games at Petco look very different at 12:40 compared to 7:10.
Especially in April as compared to July as compared to August.
That's quite the detail.
It's
right
so
there.
Cool, man. Yeah. It's so cool. All right, Ramon Russell, game designer, senior community specialist at MLB The Show at PlayStation for 7 years now. Awesome, man. Really appreciate you stopping by, sharing some of your experience with us. We'll make a list before you leave of things we want
to
game
perfect.
For next year.
I'll be looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Great.
You put it right in the recycling when you leave. It's fine.
We won't be offended. The recycling bin's right there.
Yeah, don't sweat it. And we've got Bobby with Mike Trout and Alidia with Buster Posey coming up in the finals of our home run derby here. Someone is going to get to play against Will Myers on the big screen tomorrow and also take home a 65-inch Sony 4K television. Again, I don't know why we weren't allowed to enter this competition. Ramon, thanks, man. He was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Take a break, come back, get to some of your questions and comments. Stevie Johnson going to stop by in a little bit as well. Padres Social Hour presented by United.